Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set. Game 5 of a 6-game set between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. And we're joined by Coach Shearholz. It is Shuckers pitching coach, Will Shearholz. Will, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a staff down the stretch that's worked a number of different roles. We've seen guys moving into the bullpen, into the starting rotation. What's it been like managing these guys down the stretch and trying to figure out what role best suits everybody with guys that are working outside their comfort zones?
Yeah, you know what? It can be difficult at times, especially this late in the season, for them to change roles. But most of these guys have done it seamlessly for the most part. You know, we've seen Nick Merkel make a couple starts here now this last couple of weeks, and he's probably going to get a few more by the time the season ends. He's done a nice job in that role. And then, you know, before Shane Smith went up to AAA, he moved back into a bullpen role, and that was probably the easiest transition of them all. So, you know, guys are doing a great job filling a variety of different roles and helping the team pick up W's along the way.
Well, that's the big thing. These guys are being flexible in what is a playoff push. 2.5 up for the wild card spot with 8 to go. How much does that make your job easy that you have guys down there that are willing to be flexible with where they're throwing?
Oh, they make my job so much easier. It's always nice this time of year when you're playing meaningful baseball games, right? And every game from now until the end of the season is going to be meaningful in some capacity. So, you know, the guys are just trying to find ways to help the team win at this point, which is great. There's no egos down there. When their name gets called, they're ready to go, and that's been the fun part for me.
Talking about helping get the team wins, Nate Peterson's move back to the rotation's been incredible. Sub 1.5 ERA since the beginning of August. A terrific start last night. What's impressed you the most about his move back into the starting role?
You know what? Petey's been phenomenal here over the last month or so, and I think that move to the bullpen was helpful for him. I think he learned a lot about himself. It's helped him simplify some things in terms of his pitch usage. And he's just rode the hot wave here, and he's done a great job giving us some much-needed length in the rotation, first of all. But he's also put up some bigger punch-out numbers since he's been back there, so that's been great to see.
Well, these last two starts have been massive. 6 shutty last time out at home, 5 innings last night. How big is it not only to get that length, but like you said, back to the rotation lengthening, back out, and putting in a really good opportunity in some big starts?
It's been huge, you know, especially this week when we're playing 7 games in 6 days. We really only had 4 scheduled starters this week. Same thing last week. So to get a guy that can go 5 or 6 innings, and we know he's going to go 5 or 6 innings out there, it's huge to be able to save some of those innings in the bullpen at the later part of the week.
Talking about guys who can go deep, Casey Hunt, first couple of starts here at the AA level, has been nothing short of fantastic. Through the first 4 starts, he walked 2 batters total. What has that transition been like for him coming up to the AA level and just continuing to ride the hot wave that he had in high A?
I'd like to say it's been easy, and it's looked to be easy. He really hasn't changed a whole lot since he's come up from high A. He's sticked with the more traditional usage that we saw from him there, and it's worked out really well. I think this week's start was a little bit of an outlier for him. It was a really, really, really tough strike zone. And 1 or 2 calls go a little bit differently. That line looks completely different. But he's been phenomenal. He's been phenomenal all season. It's incredible to see him start the year in low A as a reliever and already be up here in Biloxi as a starter.
Yeah, what is it with this Brewers organization? There's the big joke that the Brewers pitcher lab just unearths gold all the time, but it really is true. You got him out of the bullpen. Chase Costello's joined the team. It seems like the Brewers are finding guys from everywhere, and how much fun is it to work with those guys that have that skill set? Sometimes, like Casey Hunt, they just come out of nowhere.
I mean, hats off to the scouting department, first of all, for finding these guys and getting them into our system. And then I just think we do a really, really good job at understanding what makes guys successful and understanding that, hey, maybe this guy didn't get a chance as a starter before, but if we lengthen him out and see what it looks like, this could potentially play at a really high level. And we've seen it now a couple times this year with KC, obviously, Shane Smith, first year in the rotation, and he was really dominant. So we've done a really nice job with those kind of things.
How big has the addition been to the bullpen with Chase Costello coming up?
You know what? He's been great this week. 2 huge outings for us in really tight ball games, Didn't really know what to expect. Kind of got thrown right into the fire with a little bit of a thin bullpen in both those games. But he's done a great job. He's got an outlier changeup. He's similar to a guy like Craig Yoho when he came up here. But the changeup is a really, really special pitch. He goes to it early and often, and hitters can't seem to pick it up.
Justin Yeager down in the bullpen has been a mainstay in that closer role this year, and he just keeps on dominating. He's converted 8 straight saves going back to late July, 19 saves on the season. What's impressed you the most with his development this year when you look back from his first appearance, now making 45 and 46 appearances in the year?
He's been phenomenal. He's coming off an injury-riddled season last year, so you got to kind of always be a little bit careful about his usage throughout the course of the season. But the number one factor for me is his availability. He has been ready to take the ball every single time his name is called upon, which has been phenomenal. He just completed a 3 out of 4 here for us, back-to-back days. The last couple days, getting 3 saves in the first 4 days this week. It's just been great to see. And we've seen the velo climb throughout the course of the season a bit. The slider is obviously his main weapon, and that's been great. But I feel very comfortable every time he goes in the game in the ninth that we're going to pick up a W.
How big is it that between him and Blake Holub, you can shorten a game down to where if the team's leading after 7, there's pretty much not a chance the other guys are coming back?
100%. I mean, I've been using Blake Holub kind of as a jam guy, the biggest spot in the game with runners on base, and he seems to always come through in those situations, which is phenomenal. And then if Yeager isn't available for the save situation, Holub's probably getting that situation as well. We've seen it now in 2 separate stints from Blake that he's just been absolutely dominant at this level, with the hitters not really being able to do anything against either the fastball or the slider from him. So it is nice. It's a nice luxury knowing I've got a guy like Holub and Yeager at the back end of games, and I feel really good that if we're leading after the 6th, we're gonna come away with a win.
We'll appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers in the Trash Pandas coming up next.